A surprising number of initiatives from the Truman and Eisenhower administrations and the Congresses of that era remain alive and relevant in today's government. Now you can find the congressional record from the 1950s online. That's thanks to a digitizing effort by the Government Publishing Office. Joining me with the details, Lori Hall, the Acting Superintendent of Documents. Ms. Hall, great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this project. You've been going decade by decade digitizing the congressional record back to how far?
The original volume was March 5th, 1873, and then we're going all the way forward. So we just digitized in 10-year batches. When we're going to talk about the 1950s today, and we're doing this jointly with the Library of Congress.
All right. And when you digitize it, what is the process required, and how do you make it searchable?
Okay. So what happens is we have used the printed documents, each bound congressional record that is in the Library of Congress's collection, and they go through the scanning and digitization process, and then they submit the files over here to GPO. We create metadata, so that's additional information, search terms, things like that, to help it be searchable, and then we ingest it into our digital system called govinfo.gov.
What comes up when someone does a search is a PDF.
But you get a PDF that you can search.
Printable and reproducible if you so desire.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about the 1950s for a little minute. You've got the end of the Truman administration, I guess, or 53
right.
would be the end there. And then
you've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It covers Congress from the 82nd Congress to the 86th Congress. We've got Cold War stuff. We've got Korean War. We've got the creation of NASA, which is interesting. The creation of the Federal Highway Act. There's a lot of discussion about Sputnik. So there's a lot of really, really interesting information. It's really just a treasure trove.
Sounds like you've read some of it yourself.
I have. Do you want to tell me what I have done? I am a child of the 50s. I won't tell you the date exactly, but I looked up my birth date, and there was just fascinating stuff going on the day that I was born. So, let me tell you about that.
Well, tell us the day of the week or the day of the month. You don't have to tell us the year, but we can, I guess, reverse engineer that.
Well, that's okay. I'm not afraid to tell my age. So, it was April 29th, 1957, and there was just fascinating stuff going on. There was a report about the polio vaccine program in Minnesota. There is some discussion about the Hungarian refugee program shutting down after World War II. That was really, really fascinating to me. There was a greeting from the nation of Ghana. They were just established as a new African nation. So I thought that was really, really fascinating. And there was, I looked up because I was born in the great state of Michigan, John Dingell of Michigan was talking about tax cuts for low-income taxpayers. And so it goes down this table, and I can see my parents, married couples with two dependents. They just had their second dependent on that day, so they qualified and are probably on that little table. So it was really kind of fascinating to go through my birth date and see what was going on.
Do you find that the language and the conversations of that era, such as they are recorded in these books, were maybe a little more civil than they are now, or is that just dreaming?
It covers a lot of the same topics that we're touching on now, just at a different time frame. They do a lot of really interesting things, so it's not just talking about legislation. It's also, they congratulate military officers on their promotions. They talk about interesting articles from different newspapers where they want the other members to, see what this opinion is or what's being reported. There was one, I think, in the early 50s, for us who know about the 50s, there was a commendation to Guy Lombardo for his, New Year's Eve celebration and his orchestra and his family. I thought that was really fascinating. So it's a real mixed record of what was going on, and lots more than just legislation.
We're speaking with Lori Hall. She's Acting Superintendent of Documents at the Government Publishing Office. And just while we have you, you might want to explain exactly what the Superintendent of Documents does. It's an old title, and everyone knows you're there, but
sure.
What do you actually do?
Sure. I'm glad you said it was an old title, because I was thinking about that this morning. It is kind of an old-fashioned name, but the responsibilities that I have on a day-to-day basis are we're doing such very transformational things here at GPO. We've been in existence, the Federal Depository Library Program, which is one of the programs I administer, since the 19th century. And that was dealing with distributing print information to libraries throughout the country and trust territories. We still do that, but our biggest challenge today is preserving that historic record out in those libraries and also preserving the new, all the born digital and digital only information.
So as you continue with digitizing the different volumes of the congressional record, who do you envision will be the users of these online resources?
Oh, I think everyone. I mean, it's obviously clear that researchers and historians will go in and use this material. There's just such a treasure trove. But also the general public. When I looked up my birthday, I thought that was just so great. And more people are interested in what the Congress does these days. There's a, you know, civic literacy. It really is a big deal. And now you can also get it on iPhones, iPads, you know, get it real quick, little bits of information for everyone.
Now, as you have finished the 1950s, are you on yet to the 1960s? Will this be continuous till you're up to yesterday?
Yeah, we're going. It already is up to 2007, the boundary, and now we're going back. So we've already released the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, the 50s. Our next release will be the 40s, the war years. So that those volumes are going to be really interesting, I think.
Is there anything you need to do? I mean, you don't need to get any sort of clearance. I mean, they were public records,
records. These are public records. There's no copyright. They're fully authenticated. We don't change anything. When we did the process with LC, we made sure we weren't missing any pages, that kind of thing. So they're, the provenance for this material through the digitization process is really good. And GovInfo is free to anyone to search. It's a collection that you can search on the browse page. It's very easy to get to.
I'm looking at my year, which is 1955, and that would be April 9th, but there's a gap between, it goes from April 4th to April 13th.
Might be recess.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Sure, but there might be a recess. Because they don't publish every day. We were looking at another one this morning where they were publishing on a Saturday. So it's when they're in session. Maybe it was the Easter recess. So yeah, it's not every day, but it's every day that they're in session.
Although, if you look closely, there are things that happened. Like, here's Washington, April 5th, 1955, the Honorable Richard Nixon, President of the Senate.
Right.
And he says, "Dear Mr. President, the Secretary of Commerce was directed by Section 11 of yada, 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 Highway Act of 1954, historic, to make a study of problems posed by the relocation of utility facilities resulting from improvements under federal highway programs." So I guess the same issues 60 some years ago are still with us today.
Right. Isn't that kind of neat? I just think that's really a cool thing.
Well, you know, I'm during working hours here. I'm sorry I downloaded this because I have a feeling I'm going to get lost in reading it.
Well, we hope so. We want everyone, researchers, historians, folks that come to their public libraries who want to do genealogy research, want to do reports on their, you know, historic senators. There's just so much information in there. It's just incredible.
Laurie Hall is acting superintendent of documents at the Government Publishing Office. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Find a link to the latest archive and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.